I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Usually when a family gets a new family pet, the family's excited, right? I mean, you probably see a post on Facebook, a group text would go out with the picture, or the collar, the whatever.
Right.
It's a big moment in a family household like yours, TJ. But I'm not sensing that attitude this morning when you come in and tell us that your daughter got a new pet.
Yeah, I know two other people that got, one got a golden doodle and the other got a golden retriever.
Well,
and
they good both for them.
Put them on Facebook. Meet Tucker. Say hello to Bohee.
Like, those are normal pets.
Oh.
Okay.
Those are to be excited about.
Well, there's your first clue, you listening at 585-252-9233 this Monday morning on the B Morning Coffee Club.
Well, let me explain the backstory first of all. It's Ava. It's my oldest. She turns 18 in 3 weeks. And she's a senior in high school, so it's been a lifetime of, man, just when I thought you couldn't like anything creepier, you just keep getting things that I don't understand how you can have this love for. So
she had a beautiful bird.
Bird, which I don't do birds.
She loved that Chucky doll she was walking around
Chucky
with
Chucky doll.
Birth. Yep.
Then she had the gecko that... like you could see through their head because there are holes in there at their ears. I don't know. I didn't.
Poor Boba.
But unfortunately, Boba passed, which has been hard on her.
Oh.
And I said, that's okay. You know, focus on college and on school and on everything else. Just think of the future. Don't sit and obsess about.
And Noelle and Max, her two pups.
Yes. And geez, there's plenty to take care of. You need something to do? Are you bored? Nope. She shocked me.
Okay. So what we're going to do is play a game where we ask three yes or no questions each to TJ and try to figure out what this pet is. So like a 20 questions, but we don't got time for that. Three questions each.
Okay.
And then if there's a bonus question from the text line at 585-252-9233 that Terry and I can agree on asking you, we'll throw that in there as the bonus question.
Okay.
It has to be a yes or no question. Okay, we'll go one question each until we get to our three each, six total. And again, seventh being the bonus one from the text line. And see if we can figure out what TJ's daughter...
And I'm so mad, so I just got to stick with yes or no, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes or no questions. We're going to ask you. We'll take a break. Come up with them. Come back. And again, get yours in on the text line at 252-WBEE. B Morning Coffee Club. It's Monday on 92.5 WBEE. Thanks for hanging out with us, Terry, TJ. I'm Chris Kanye. We're all back together again. And there's a little less room in the TJ Sharp household after this past weekend. So right now we're trying to figure out, by asking yes or no questions with you on the text line at 585-252-9233, what pet did TJ's daughter get?
Now, she used her own money, went behind my back, and purchased said pet. And I was so mad. I'm still very mad. And she looked at me, and she's like, Mom, you're so cute when you're mad.
Oh, God.
Oof. Oh, God. Oh, that's not good for me.
I said I'm going to kill it.
Ooh, that wouldn't be good for me.
I'm going to kill it.
And where'd she get her own money? She doesn't have a job
right.
yet.
Right.
Okay. So what's going to happen is we're going to go back and forth, Terry. Ask yes or no questions only.
Okay.
And then a bonus question you could submit in the next couple minutes here on the text line at 585-252-9233. And we'll agree on one, you and I.
Okay.
On the text line.
We'll see if you can guess.
And all then right. we'll grab it off there and then ask that as the bonus question. So, Terry, you go first.
Okay. Question number one. Would this pet be one that you would include in that cute little family Christmas card?
No.
Oh.
Is this pet associated with a famous children's book?
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't know all children's books.
How do you not know? I'm just kidding.
I know.
Okay.
All right. When you feed this pet, is the dinner or breakfast that you feed the pet, is that food alive or dead?
I know. I don't know, actually. I think dead.
I think dead?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
If this pet went missing, would you have to notify a government agency?
No.
Oh.
All right.
No.
Is this a pet we could, like, buy a costume for, you know? If
I'm not touching it. If you want to, you can put a dress on it.
All right, my last question, and then we go to the bonus one. Would this pet be likely to protect your house against an intruder?
Oh. No.
Oh.
Wow.
No.
So we can't even put it to work. All right, let's look at these text messages.
There's a bunch coming in, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
I think we ask...
I like that second one there, which is similar to a lot of others.
All right, go ahead, read it. I like it too.
All right. Does this pet have more than four legs?
No.
Whoa!
Oh, I'm totally thrown off now.
I know. It's not meant to be a pet. There's your clue.
What?
Yeah.
It's a rock.
See, I'm thinking, we're thinking the same thing.
Spider.
A big, giant, hairy spider.
I thought it was a big spider.
Nope. Worse.
It's worse than a spider?
It's worse.
Oh, God, is it a reptile?
It's worse.
It's worse?
The worst thing you could possibly get
as a pet. Does it have any legs?
Yes.
Can we get a picture of it?
I'm not looking at it. I didn't take a picture, so I'm going to have her send me a picture.
What do you
think? So now it can't be. I thought it was. If it wasn't a spider, I thought it was a snake.
Okay, based on those questions, 585-252-9233, and the answers and the extra clues that we're given,
it's the worst.
What do you think it is? Text us, and I got to re-rack my brain here because I really thought I was going all in on the spider.
I was
pushing all the chips in the middle for the spider.
Me too. And my backup was a snake, and it's not a snake.
No. Oh, all of those I would have anticipated and expected from her.
Okay.
This, no.
Okay. One more break here. We'll come back on the B-Morning Coffee Club. Wow, I am thrown off.
You missed any part. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.